Here we are.
Okay. And the time? Okay, good. I don't know how I'm going to figure that out when the time comes. I don't understand any of this. As usual, none of this makes any sense to me. Welcome back to Weirdos TV. It's always something. Let me tell you, it's always something. And believe me when I tell you, this is something. This is, I can't even, it's ridiculous. I can't even understand what's going on here. It's some kind of magic. Because this was over, I was done. The last episode was 2 years ago. Oh, but it doesn't feel that way to you, does it? You saw the last episode 2 years ago, but you've been watching new episodes since then because they come from before. I'm after the end.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but...
You know, whatever.
Be something to work on.
Yeah, it would
be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever.
It's not clear. It's not clear. It's not clear to me. It's not clear to me. But the problem is, I just know there's always... It's always something. It's always something wrong. Wrong! It's wrong. No, you don't understand how wrong it is. No, you don't understand how wrong it is.
Yeah, it's completely wrong.
It's completely wrong.
Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever.
Yeah?
Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever. Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever. Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever.
I think that's right, but I don't want to play around, you know what I mean? It's been too long for me since I'm here. So I don't know what the deal is anymore. You know, everything is different than it used to be. 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 It's very different back then. It's not my fault. How do you do this now? I don't understand. It's completely different.
It's completely different. Completely different. Completely different. It's completely different. And I'm completely different. We're completely different. We're completely different. And so am I. So am I. So my, 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 I can't even believe it anymore. It's all that I can do. Trying to keep it going. Going all night. It's always the same old thing. The same old thing. It's the same thing. I'm telling you, it didn't matter to me. And it became clear that it was the same as for you and for me. And I probably shouldn't even do that. It's not my fault that everything does everything. And everything is very difficult. And I don't know why things are the way they are. Not my fault. Here on Paradise TV. I saw you on the screen. And you said you watched the show. Oh my God. And you did. You watched, listen. Oh, you don't watch the show. You listen to the show. There are some people who are listening to the show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and there are some people who are watching the show, which is on MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Channel 3. Now, if you go to Radio Free Brooklyn, they need your help. They need your help. Could you pledge Radio Free Brooklyn /pledge for them? I'm not asking for money for myself. It's not for me. I don't get any of it. They don't even know I exist. But I'm just saying, there, if you go there, if you went to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, if you go there, you can give us money. It's nice of you. We really appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's the kind of favor. Oh, like a kind of a favor to us. That's something I'm talking about. It could be really useful to me. Now that I understand things, maybe I was right all along. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I was right all along. I could be right, I could be wrong, I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. You would know. How would you know? I wouldn't even know if you knew. And maybe you do know. Maybe it's been clear to you since the beginning, and that's why you stopped me on the street that day. Just to let me know that you were paying attention. You were listening. Or watching, not Manhattan Network Neighborhood. But I think you said you were listening. Because you had a radio show. Both yourselves. And I listened to your radio show. Did I? Maybe I just came to your live show. I don't remember. Everything happened to me a long time ago. You don't understand how long ago it was for me. It was a long time ago for me. And now it doesn't make any sense at all. And we're just here. We're just here. We're just here. We're just here. It doesn't matter where we are. Does it matter to you where we are? Like if we're not where we thought you were, would you have a problem with that? If I tried to tell you that you were in a good place, but it wasn't exactly the same place as what you said it was the place of, when you knew it was the place, and so that part of the place wasn't the place for you. You know, it's not my problem if it's the place. You could try the same place, and I wouldn't even know if it was the same place or it was a different place. I don't understand why it would be the same place for you and a different place for me. Oh, I have an idea. It could be something very important to you, but not to me. I think maybe it's just, you're just feeling horny. Horny. You get it? Horns. Horns make me horny. Do horns make you horny? Do horns make you feel just a little horny? Maybe? Just a smidge? Smudgeon, smidge, smudgeon, smidge. I don't, you know, it's so interesting how it doesn't affect you and it affects me. I don't understand sometimes. I understand other times. And I don't try to understand most of the time. It's not worth it. I don't know. I got some calls from John Gilly. That was before. It was much earlier. And John was there. And this is what John said first. Oh, no, wait, not that. I just want to make sure that it's not too loud for you.
So there was a character named John K. Giles.
John K. Giles. Yes, what about him?
John K. Giles, G-I-L-E-S.
Yes.
Who was trying to escape from Alcatraz.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Why not?
So he tried to get a boat.
I got confused.
San Francisco.
I got confused.
And he wasn't successful.
He wasn't.
So then I told the U.S. Army that I look like this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to escape from the computer program.
You are?
So then,
I forgot everything.
Calling and emailing Moby Dick, which is a homosexual bar in San Francisco.
Okay, I get that. But wait, that's not
right. That was in E5, which is, you know, but anyway, he was a staff sergeant in the phone. So I actually got promoted to this.
But that doesn't make sense.
And then they had the Orlando shooting, and then I thought I could jump off the boat.
Oh.
And then they had an alligator in the moat. And ate the kid.
Really? Are you sure?
So I don't have to do that.
I don't think so, see? I don't think so. I don't think it's getting there. You know what I mean?
Think about it.
No, I'm thinking about it. I don't think it's getting there.
Escaping to San Francisco.
I think somebody stole it.
I already got a job on cruise.
And if I tried to speak to you now, it wouldn't even work.
I don't know what to do next.
No, it's not that.
I think I'm going to do my next voodoo doll. which is Herbert, although Gilly, which is a leadership.
That's interesting.
But I could have easily escaped to San Francisco.
I don't understand.
The homosexual community.
Well, that's not good. Why isn't it? It's not there. I don't understand. Oh, man. It should really be just fine. But for some reason, it's not. That could be bad. I should have checked that a long time ago. You know, I mean, I thought I did. Oh, I did. I did. I checked it, you know. I could check it again. It couldn't hurt. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to check things again. And I could see, you know, I could see everything. I think it's okay. I think it's good. I think it could be better. I think if I were them, I would be better. I don't know, there are some ways I can think of that I could be better. And I'd like to try. I'd really like to try. I'd really like to try, you know, if I could possibly do it. I could be better. I could be a whole different kind of person. Would you like that? Would that be better for you? I mean, I would want to be whatever you need me to be. And that's why I keep changing. I change a lot in hopes that I'll be more what you want me to be. You know, that sort of thing. It doesn't matter to me. It's what you want. 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 It's what you want.
Okay, if your team G fails after launch, go to the standby G, and it will not affect your boost guidance.
That's right. It's what you want. I understood that was okay with you. Why isn't that okay with you? And you. I don't know. I can't tell. Oh, it's just not the way I'm going to do it. I don't understand how to be there when I can't be there. It's really impossible for me. It's really impossible for me. I don't know if you understand the way that it really works. It's very complicated. Boy, it's very, very complicated. It's not my how complicated it is. I try to make it simple. I've really tried everything I could think of to make it simpler for you and simple for me. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I don't understand why it doesn't work that way. It's confusing to me, it really is. I don't know why it has to work that way. It is. Something like that, and it's not my fault. It's like that. It's like something like that. It's like something like that.
Maybe 2 years ago, I was in California, and this guy came out of nowhere, and he said, "You know, I was in California for the army, and it's like weird civilian guy came out of nowhere."
Yeah.
And he was on the base, and he said, "You look like John K. Giles."
And you were.
I said, "Who's this? Who's John K. Giles?" And I said, "I'm a quartermaster in the army." I said, "I don't know these people." He said, "He was a quartermaster in the army too."
Really?
It is Giles, G-I-L-E-S, John K.
Sure.
I said, who is this guy? He said he tried to escape from Alcatraz and go to San Francisco.
No, he didn't do that.
Then I said, oh, I'd like to fucking escape from Alcatraz, and I'd like to go to Moby Dick. This is a homosexual bar.
I don't think you did that. It's not right.
But this guy actually didn't make it to San Francisco. But he got caught on the boat.
The point is, I can't even...
But I'm on the boat now.
I would know for sure that somebody could hear me. I don't know what to do about it. You know,
and it's Herbert Otto Billy, which is the general from the Bobbinet.
I could go away and come back.
In Orlando, the gay, and then they had the moat. They had a moat. You know, have the alligator in the moat.
I don't know.
Probably somebody jumped off the boat and tried to swim to San Francisco, and you're eaten by an alligator. You know, these people, they got everything covered. They really do. The U.S. government is the biggest slime ball I know.
That's good. I think that's a good start. But I can't... Oh my God, he went away. 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 Why did he go so far away? I didn't tell you to go that way. It was my fault, of course. But, you know, you didn't tell me it would be the same as the people who are, you know, telling you more about the thing. I didn't understand. I didn't, you know, I couldn't have told you. I couldn't have told you about that kind of thing, you know. That's not the kind of thing that I talk about. I talk about things. I talk about other types of things. Things that you wouldn't talk about if you were talking about me. If you were talking about... If you were talking about... If you were talking about... Or about me. I don't know. I couldn't tell you if you were talking about... But I could tell you if you were talking about you. I could tell you if you were talking. I could tell you. I could tell on you. I could tell all over you. I could tell immediately. I could tell what you were thinking. I didn't want to tell, but I had to tell. So I told them. I told them the truth. It was 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 definitely the truth. I'm sure it was the truth. Okay. I think that's enough for this particular episode. And so I'm going to say goodnight now and come back tomorrow or next week. Oh, yeah, next week. For you, it'll be 1 week from now. 1 week from now. You can retune in 1 week from now. Weirdos TV. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I can't make it.
Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever. Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it would be something that looked like a very good movie, but, you know, whatever.
Good work on the movie. Yeah, it could be. It could be the kind of thing to work on, you know. Something to work on, you know what I mean? I don't know. Something to work on? I don't know. You know, something to work on.